Several years ago, Karen and I witnessed the spontaneous combustion of some peat moss in a wooden flower planter on the front porch of a house in Petawawa. We were actually able to stop a fire from being kindled and possibly consuming the whole house in flames. Most of us are probably not aware of how busy our local airport is every summer, including this summer, with the Ministry of Natural Resources flying water bombers in and out to douse the forest fires that have been kindled between here and Algonquin Park and into the park. God is a consuming fire, was the concluding line of our reading today from the letter to the Hebrews. Only the difference with the consuming fire of God's presence and love is that rather than destroy, it purifies, strengthens, cleanses, and heals. The invitation of our lessons and liturgy on this Sunday is for us to live in the consuming fire of God's indestructible and all-encompassing presence and love, revealed and emptied out for everyone in Jesus the Christ. When we allow the spontaneous combustion of Christ's love through the kindling of God's Spirit in our hearts, then God will actually be experienced as a consuming fire that purifies, strengthens, cleanses, and heals. Part of our very commitment of gathering together publicly, regularly, and frequently in Jesus' name to worship God is to experience this happening in our very midst. The spontaneous combustion of the love of Christ kindled by God's Spirit flaming out from us into all the world. It's a really good picture to remind us that our mission and our ministry always, always lies beyond ourselves and is always to and for the whole world. The consuming fire of God's presence and love is indestructible and all-encompassing. For all who allow themselves to be touched by this fire, there are no barriers of age, gender, race, religion, rules. The God in whom we live and move and have our being longs for all of us, every single one of us, to be touched. Jeremiah was afraid. He felt inadequate. Sometimes I do too. How about you? Jeremiah's excuse was his age. I'm only a boy, he said. Yet God's call to service and love is all-encompassing. It comes to young and old, men and women, the educated and the uneducated, and everyone who allows oneself to be touched. And God will provide for us, as Jeremiah was provided for, to accomplish the purpose of this fire of his love that's given to us. Hopefully, every one of us that's come here to church this morning has come with some sense of openness, some sense of willingness to allow Christ's love to be rekindled in our hearts today by the flame of God's Spirit. Jesus would not put up with anyone or anything that became a barrier to this love or to this fire. This is what our gospel reading today is about. There is no room in Jesus' presence for religion, rules, or people who would exclude others from being touched by this purifying, strengthening, cleansing, and healing fire of God's love. The gospel lesson today shows us Jesus' astonishing attitude and actions toward women, unparalleled by all religious leaders throughout history. I'm going to read something to you now from a favorite author of mine. He's deceased. Walter Wink was a Presbyterian scholar, theologian, and teacher, and this is from his book titled Engaging the Powers, and it's his comments and insight on today's gospel text that you heard me read just a few minutes ago. Respectable Jewish women were not to speak to men in public. Jesus conversed freely with women. A woman was to touch no man but her spouse. Jesus was touched by women and touched them. Jesus calls a woman bent with a spinal disease for 18 years out into the middle of the synagogue, lays his hands on her, and heals her from her spirit of weakness. In the ensuing controversy, he had healed her on a Sabbath. Jesus refers to her as a daughter of Abraham, an expression I have been unable to find in all of ancient Jewish literature. Women were saved through their men. To call her a daughter of Abraham was to make her a full-fledged member of the covenant and of equal standing before God with men. To heal her on a Sabbath was to liberate the Sabbath to be a jubilee of release and restoration. To touch her was to revoke the holiness code with its male scruples about menstrual uncleanness and sexual advances. To speak to her in public was to jettison male restraints on women's freedoms, restraints born of sexual possessiveness and the caricature of women as seducers. To place her in the midst of the synagogue was to challenge the male monopoly on the means of grace and access to God. To assert that her illness was not divine punishment for sin, but satanic oppression, was to declare war on the entire domination system whose driving spirit is Satan. This tiny drama thus assumes world historic proportions. In freeing this woman from Satan's power, Jesus simultaneously releases her from the encompassing network of patriarchy, male religious elitism, and the taboos fashioned to disadvantage some in order to preserve the advantage of others. There, I gave you a taste of Walter Wink. Jesus was driven by the all-encompassing presence and spirit of God with him in him to act with purifying, strengthening, healing, cleansing fire toward individuals, culture, humanity, and creation itself. Even when the powers that be nailed him to the cross because of the threat this love always brings, God raised him from the dead as the sign that this love is indestructible. It is his presence and his spirit that we come here together to learn and to live in as Christians. Are we allowing ourselves to be touched in the same way that Jeremiah allowed himself to be touched by God? Such spontaneous combustion in us as individuals and us together as the body of Christ is the way for the purifying, strengthening, cleansing, and healing of individuals, of humanity, and of all creation. So our invitation is to live in this very consuming fire of God's all-encompassing and indestructible presence and love revealed and emptied out for everybody in Jesus the Christ, and be the vessels of his healing fire in all the world. Amen.